Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 to verse 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your word will give us rest. And as we come to you, Lord, your promise will be fulfilled that you will give us rest. We thank you and we praise you for your great God. Lord, help me to deliver your word and anoint my lips with the Holy Spirit. And take your word, O God, to your people. Let your message bring healing and help and hope, deliverance, assurance, salvation, support that come from you, O God. Touch each and every one heart, O Lord, and mind and thought, Lord. And where are there are wounds and pain and things that need to be cleansed, O God. Things need to be touched by you, Lord. Correction, please, O Lord. We pray that you will do the needful things for each and every one of us, O God. Let your word, O Lord, bring a solution, O God, for each and every person and for each and every situation, O God. You speak your word, O God. Give direction and give wisdom. Help your people. We thank you and praise you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the passage that we have read from Matthew, there are three words or three statements that have been repeated twice. The first word here is burden. Burden is something that we carry, that we carry on our shoulders or we carry in our mind, or the problem that we have in our life. Every one of us, we have a certain problem or difficulty or a burden. No one is without a problem. No one without a burden. And even Jesus did not promise that we will not have troubles. No, he say, in this life, you will have troubles. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Troubles and trials and difficulties are there in our life. Some people, they think that if they will have more money, or they will have a better job, or if they will get certain position, they will have less trouble. The more you have, the more you need to do a requirement, and the more burden and troubles you have. The more appliances you have in your house, the more you need to do the maintenance. Every now and then, one of the appliances that broken need to be fixed and repaired, and you need to spend time and effort and money to fix it again. But from Jesus, we receive rest, we receive comfort. You may say, you don't know what is my problem, and you don't know what is my burden. I may not know, but the Lord know very well your situation. And the message here today is coming so that God want to help you. God want to give you rest. The second word here that is repeated in the passage is the word rest. Jesus said, and I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus will give you rest. Certain time we think that if we have a certain friends who can help us, or if we are in a certain places, or if we move to other places or live in the world, we may have rest. But be assured of one thing. Jesus is the only person, he is the only one who can give you rest. Rest from your problem, rest from your trials, rest from whatever situation that you are suffering now. Before we proceed to the message, let's come to the Lord and tell Him, Lord, I have this problem. Please, Lord, You give me rest. You pray from your heart to Jesus. Lord, You promise that You will give me rest. I need rest, O God. I need rest. I trust You and trust Your word that You will give me rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Believe the Lord will do something for you. Even the simple prayer can change your life situation, and you will receive rest from the Lord. The Lord Jesus does not only give rest here on earth, but He gives rest for our soul, and you will find rest for your soul. After death, there's a life after death. If we live a righteous life, believing in God through Christ Jesus our Lord, and following Christ's word and commands, we will live with God forever, and we will have rest for our soul. The wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus promised in John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The Lord promised us that He will come and He will take us and we will be with Him. And that's what He said, you will find rest for your soul. Even in the second life and the life after death, we will have rest for our soul. You will have rest for your soul as you receive Jesus, because He will take you and He will keep you with Him. And we will be with the Lord forever. The third word that is repeated here is the word, is the statement, my yoke. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word yoke, what is yoke? Yoke is an instrument, most likely it is a wood pieces. They use it to put two oxen together so they will plow the ground in one direction. Hear the message of the Lord. The Lord wants to give you rest. The Lord wants to give us rest. If we need rest, if you need rest from the Lord, then there are three steps to find this rest. And in the context of the passage that Jesus spoke, there are three commands that the Lord has said, three verbs, as you do, as we do, as we follow, then we will receive rest from the Lord. The first verb and command that the Lord gave, He said, come to me. You need to come to Jesus, fully to Him, and surrender everything, your life, your heart, your body, future, present, everything you have to surrender into the hand of Jesus. There is no other way to go to heaven except through the way of Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord said to you, come. Come to me. It means there's a distance. Some people, when we say to them, and I say to them, you come to Jesus, they are afraid. Don't be afraid. Jesus wants to bless you. Come to Him. Come to Him. This is the word of Jesus. Come to me. And we must understand that as we come to the Lord, we are coming to follow Him and to follow what His word say. The Lord say, come to me. It's a command. Don't hide. Don't go away. But come to Jesus and you will find rest. The second command that we have from the passage. Say the Lord say, take my yoke upon you. You need to be willing to be yoked with Jesus. As we say, the yoke is the instrument that used to bind two oxen together to plow the ground. So they will walk together and in one direction. So no one can go faster, no one can go slower, or no one can go ahead and the other lag behind. By the yoke, no one will go to the right and the other to the left because they are yoke. Yoke in that context is restriction and limitation. Some people, they don't like to be yoked with the Lord, because yoked with the Lord, it will not allow them to do what they like, to go where they like. It will not allow them to lag behind. It will not allow them to go faster and out of pace with the Lord. But here, we must understand something. The yoke of Jesus is not a suffering, is not the hardship that we have in life. The yoke of Jesus is not heaviness, but rest and peace. That is why he say, my yoke is easy. The yoke of Jesus, in this context of the two oxen will be yoked together, maybe restriction and limitation. And some people, they don't like too much, do not do that and do not do this, do not go here, do not go there. But in the Word of God, there are many commands, do not. But that is not a burden. That is a blessing from the Lord. We must know that to be yoked with Jesus is to be discipled, according to the Word of God. To be yoked with Jesus is not a suffering, but a blessing. And you must understand, the yoke of Jesus, or to be yoked with Jesus, have a privilege. What are the privileges that we receive as we yoked with the Lord? We get a correct direction from the Lord as we are yoked with Him. We will not go in the wrong way, because as we yoked with Him, the Lord will restrict us from going into wrong direction. Yoke with Jesus will provide for us constant guidance from the Lord. Always we need the Lord to confirm to us, even if we are in the right direction, we want to hear and we like to hear, yes, continue, that is the way. Go in it. Go forward. Continue. Stand firm. That is the right direction. The yoke of Jesus gives us another privilege, protection from errors and wrong decision. And here we have rest. As you yoke with the Lord, there is assurance and insurance that you will not take a wrong decision or wrong step in your life. The yoke of Jesus becomes a light burden, because as long you are yoked with the Lord, the burden that you carry will be shared and will be carried by the Lord. He say, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. As you are yoked with the Lord will pull with you your burden. You will live your life, not that you are pulling your burden alone, but Jesus is helping you. The yoke of Jesus is a true rest. Many, they understand if they surrender fully to God, they will suffer, but here Jesus is saying, will give you rest, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Some people, I ask them, what do you understand with the yoke of Jesus? They say it's a ministry. The yoke of Jesus is not a ministry. It is a discipleship. It is a repentance. It is to go with the plan of God. We must understand one thing. The first ministry that Jesus wants us to do is repentance. The first good things you do to the Lord is repentance. The second ministry that Jesus wants to see in our life is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And to be yoked with Jesus is to learn from Him how to live your life and to cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, perseverance, patience, and self-control. The yoke of Jesus is not a suffering also, it is a rest, it is a discipline, it is a correction, it is a discipleship of process. Sometimes we are suffering. Some people, they say, I am still suffering, I came to Christ, but I am not finding any rest. Why? You are not finding rest, but you have come to Christ. Many people, they come to Christ, but they don't like to take the yoke of Jesus, but they are yoked with other things. You might be having no rest because you are yoked with other things. What are the things that you might be yoked with and cause you no rest and cause you no peace, cause you lack of sleep, cause you burden and cause you troubles? First, pride. Every human has a certain pride in his life, a certain setup in his mind, and he is yoked with that setup. He lives his own world and atmosphere, and he is yoked with that pride that will cause him trouble and the price that he needs to pay. Certain time, you know very well that you are heading in the wrong direction, but your pride does not accept correction and does not accept to say that I took a wrong step, a wrong decision. Therefore, you will bear the consequence of that wrong decision and wrong step, because you are no more yoked with the Lord, but you are yoked with your pride. Pride, when man yoked with, will cause him troubles, and that could be one or main reason of your troubles. What are the things that you are yoked with and you can cause you troubles? Tradition. Certain tradition, it can cause you trouble. The way you live your life, we get traditional things from where we belong, from the nationality, or the thing that we are accustomed to do. And then when we are loyal to these traditional things, the traditional things are burden to us. There are things we used to do and become the tradition that we are accustomed ourselves with. And with time, the traditional things that we do become as a habit and take the form of ritual things that we yoke ourselves with. And that causes us suffering because we are no more yoked with Jesus. We need to spend much money because we need to do this and that because we want to satisfy our tradition. We want to spend more things, more time on this. And I say, why are you doing all this unnecessarily? He said, we know it is unnecessarily. We know that we can live without it better, but because of our tradition, we understand, but the people, they can't understand. Well, you need to be yoked with Jesus, not with the mind and the thought of the people around you. You need to explain to the people that as you come to Christ, Christ had given you freedom to free you from these traditional and unnecessary things. Mark chapter 9, when Jesus confronted the Pharisee, Mark chapter 7, when Jesus confronted the Pharisee who have certain tradition towards their hands and a certain discipline on the table towards the pitchers and the bowls and the other things, the Lord told them, you have let go you have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. Sometimes we break the command of God. When we say, God knows my heart, you know I love him, God knows that my situation, but you break the command of God because you want to follow your tradition. You don't do certain necessarily things that God say, but you do the things that you know very well of no value, but you do it because you want to please certain people, because that is your tradition. And he said to them in verse 9, Mark chapter 7 verse 9, and he said to them, you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own tradition. Set the tradition that you are yoked with, cultural tradition, religious tradition, family tradition, national tradition. When you come to Christ, if this tradition does not go along with the word of God, it means you don't need to do it. And Jesus came to free you. Jesus came to free you. But you must understand one thing, that when you come to the Lord, you are yoked with the command of God. You are yoked with the things that Jesus say. You are yoked with the what the law of God had say. When you obey the word of God, when you obey the Lord's command, you will find rest. But when you keep the tradition, and you keep it because you fear man, and because you want to satisfy man, the more you have troubles, the more you have no peace, the more you have no rest. What are the things that you might be yoked with and cause you troubles and unrest? Sins and bad habits. Certain bad habits or sin destroy life. Smoking, drinking, other sins, adultery, immorality, pornography, telling lies, anger, jealousy, unforgiveness, these all are sin. Doubts, worries, lack of faith are also sin. And if these sins are active in your life, then you will have no rest. Certain people, they are yoked with a bad habit. That bad habit they are yoked with can destroy their life. Gambling is sin. Going to bars and drinking are sin. Smoking can destroy your health and your life. These are the sins that you are yoked with, and the bad habit that you are yoked with, and give you no rest. But torturing of the mind, financial collapse, troubles, clashes with people, and so on. But here the Lord say, take my yoke upon you. What are the other things that you are yoked with and cause you problems? Friends, bad company, bad companion, corrupt good character. With whom you are living, with whom you are fellowshipping, with whom you are opening your heart, with whom you are intermingled, with whom you are faithful and trust, if they are non-believers and they don't know the word of God and they don't follow God, those friends may be precious to you, but I can assure you one thing, that those bad friends are the reason for you and your life to be destroyed. Your yoke with those friends will bring you into the wrong direction and will cause you to take a wrong decision and dangerous steps in your life. In Psalm 1 verse 1, the word of God says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of walkers. If you keep fellowship with such kind of people, you will never prosper and you will never find rest. Friends who are non-believers, or you may say they are very good, yes, externally very good, but they are moved and motivated and directed by Satan. and they may influence you, they may change your character, they may give you a bad advice or wrong advice. They may suggest to you something, it may look good, but it is the plan of the devil. It will be the trap for you to be hooked. The Jesus say, the Lord say to you now, take my yoke. Cut this friendship. They are wasting your time, your effort, your money, and they will take you in a wrong direction. What are more things that you are yoked with? It may cause you troubles. Relatives and family bonds. Certain family bonds you are yoked with are the reason for your troubles. A woman after her marriage, she is bound with her husband to live with her husband. But if she is more faithful to her parents than the husband, then the family will be broken. If she leaves the family and go to stay with her parents, the family will be broken. Because she is yoked with the parents. Because she is yoked with the love to her mother. She loves her mother and she is faithful to her mother more than her faithfulness to her family. She is yoked with. The husband the same. If he is married, but he is still loyal and more committed to his parents than the wife, then the troubles will start in the family. Jesus say, take my yoke upon you. He also say, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two will become, and united to his wife, and the two shall become one. The woman the same, she must leave and cleave to her husband and united with the husband, and they will become one. Yoke. God call us to honor the parents, to care for them, but our priority after marriage is for our own family. God call us to love our brother and sister, but we are committed to our own family, husband and wife and children. Some people are yoked with their relatives. Their relatives, they go and travel to other country. They want to follow them. Maybe that's not the plan of God for you to go in that direction. What you are yoked with? You need to love God more than your relatives. Some people, they move from place to place because they want to follow their relatives, not because they follow the plan of God. Some people, they go and borrow money to help their relative, and they break their own family because she loves her sister more, she loves her brother more. We need to love the people according to the love of God and give them the advice, but we need not to break our commitment with the Lord. Commitment to the family, to the husband and wife, and to the children is commitment to the Lord. Be careful. Maybe you are yoked with relatives and unnecessarily things. As you yoked with the Lord will teach you what is the priorities. The Word of God teaches us the priorities and teach us our responsibilities. To whom we are responsible, to whom we are accountable. Take my yoke upon you. What else? What are other things, other yokes that you are yoked with? Cultural things, worldly things. You may spend your time with the worldly things. Some people, they are learning how to dance and how to dance ballet, or how to do karate or taekwondo, because these are the only things now, or yoga, these are witchcraft. They are yoked with the social things, worldly things, but that's not the word of God. Horoscopes, they are yoked with horoscopes. They are bound with what the horoscope will say to them, or fortune teller. This is all the work of devil. And if you are yoked with God called you today to break that yoke. And he said, take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What other things that you are yoke with? Your previous religion. As you come to Christ, you need to leave the previous religion. Your previous traditional Christianity. Some people, they say that we are Christian from birth. There is no Christianity from birth. This is what the Catholic Church and the traditional churches say. But we need to be born again. We need to leave the false teaching and the compromises of the previous churches that we belong, and fully yoked with the Lord, so that we will find rest. We cannot be yoked with traditional religious things. Religion cannot save us, but personal relationship with Christ, yoked with Christ, and walk according to His ways, will bring salvations in our life. Humbly accept the word planted in you that can save you. You may add to this list and other things, but that's what the Holy Spirit reminded me to tell in this message. But if you are yoked with anything not according to the word of God or the instruction of Christ, you need to break that yoke and make your commitment fully to the Lord to receive rest. The Lord say, come to me. The second command, take my yoke. And the third command, learn from me. We need to learn from the Lord. What are the ways that the Lord can teach us? We learn from the word of God. That's why I ask, are you reading the Bible? Are you reading your Bible daily? How do you read your Bible? Are you starting from the beginning to the end? Are you reading page by page, chapter by chapter, book by book? Or you are jumping? Or you are irregular? Or you, one day you read, other day you don't read? Are you meditating on the word of God? Are you doing your best to obey? We learn from the word of God. As we come to Jesus, means when we accept Jesus, we accept the word of God and the command of the Lord. The second way the Lord teaches is the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to ask God to enlighten us with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach us also the word of God, and the Holy Spirit will teach us the way of the Lord. That's how the way we learn from Jesus. We also learn from the people that God had ordained and not in the church to teach the word of God. They are the teachers in the church. We cannot say that I learn only from the Bible and the Holy Spirit. No, God had ordained teachers in His church. Their responsibility is to teach. We need to listen to their teaching. What else? And how we can learn from the Lord in any situation? Sometimes easy to know the truth, easy to know the will of God, but certain situation, we really don't know what we need to do. But let us ask this question to ourselves: if Jesus would be in my place, what Jesus would do? How Jesus will speak? How Jesus will act? Christ is the word of God, become a flesh, so that He can show us the way. The life of Jesus, as we see the life of Jesus and meditate on it, is the way we learn from Him. The fifth way we learn, and I don't recommend it for you as a style for learning, is to learn from wrong decision and failure. These are a painful way of learning. Some people, they say, let me do what I like, and I am ready to get the consequence. Let the Lord teach me. The Lord teaching is painful. The Lord teaching is hard. The Lord teaching is costly. Better to learn in the first four ways that we mentioned. Accept correction, listen to advice, and accept correction, and in the end, you will become wise. Your own wrong decision will teach you, but that teaching is painful and costly. Your failures, your collapse because of the wrong decision, teach you to repent and come back to the Lord. As the lost son, as the second son, the younger boy, who took his father inheritance, his share in the inheritance, and go away, he learned from his mistakes, but it was painful. And the Lord does not want any one of you to go astray, to do your own, and then you fail, and then you lose, and then you collapse, and you suffer loss, and it costs you much. But Jesus say, learn from me, come to me, the Lord say. Take my yoke upon you, the Lord says, and learn from me, the Lord say. Are you tired of your life? Are you struggling with many wrong decisions and going wrongly with your own ways of understanding? Are you yoked and in bondage? If that's your situation in your life, Jesus is for you, and he will help you and restore you. So trust him, and don't be afraid to come to him. Take his yoke upon you. Be yoked with him, and be willing to learn. Be humble. Be gentle. We know that when they put the two ox together, these oxes are very powerful, very muscular, very energetic, and thus you are. But as you humble yourself, the Lord will teach you, the Lord will take you smoothly into the right way, the right direction. He will pull your burden and carry your burden with you and comfort you, and he will assure you with the right step, and he will protect you from wrong direction and wrong decision. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your word will bring more disciples into your kingdom. And I pray, Lord, that will bring more rest. Lord, those who have heard your word, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will touch their mind and transform them in the way that you want them to be, Father. Lord, I pray for rest, O God, for everyone who comply with your word, O God. I pray for teaching. I pray for a discipline in our life, in each everyone's life, O God. I pray for humility, O Lord. I pray for a broken heart and contrite spirit, O Lord. I pray for everyone who hears the message. The message will bring a blessing into his life and transformation. We thank and we praise you, God. Lord, take your word with the power of the Holy Spirit and to protect the message, O God, and to bring it to those who are waiting to hear from you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.